Hare Krishna. I welcome all of you, especially Mukunda Dutta's esteemed mother and brother and sister, and all of our spiritual family members. It has truly been moving to see all of you come out of your affection, spiritual affection for the bride and the groom. People are busy, and to take the time and care to come here really shows how much love and affection there is in the family of devotees. And so many came from so far, South Africa, Seattle, Visalia, San Diego, and Phoenix, Dallas. So this is really the essence of Krishna consciousness, love. The first devotee who ever spoke to me personally is Bhagavad Raj Prabhu. And he actually came to the Boston Temple just a few days before I did. And years later, he told me that when he first entered the room where Srila Prabhupada was sitting with his disciples, he had a profound realization that Krishna consciousness is just love masquerading as a philosophy. And that really is the essence of Krishna consciousness. Love for Krishna, the Supreme Soul, includes love for all the individual souls who are his parts and parcels. In any body, devotees care for every living entity. You know, it could be an elephant, a dog, a poor person, a learned person, a cow, all different species have the same spiritual spark within them. But especially when a soul is making efforts to revive his or her relationship with the Supreme Soul, and that person is especially cared for by Krishna and by Krishna's other devotees. And that is what we're seeing here. When I first joined the Boston Temple, I was told, and I'm hoping to be corrected, but I was told, because one of the first devotees to get married in the movement is sitting with us here, Balai Dasi, and we are very grateful to her for coming and happy that she came. And I was told that because we asked Srila Prabhupada everything about every aspect of our lives so we could be properly guided. So I heard that when she was married, she asked Srila Prabhupada, how does it work? Because we're meant to, you know, develop our love for Krishna. So what about the relationship between the husband and wife? Do we have any special relationship? And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, you have a relationship. Like the right hand has a relationship with the left hand, but through the body. So we're all parts and parcels of Krishna, and so we're all related to each other through Krishna. And as long as we keep that central focus in mind, Krishna, then all of our other relationships are harmonized. Balaram Prabhu and others have indirectly suggested, there is always a chance for disharmony, because we all have different minds and senses, and so in that type of interaction there's chance for some temporary disharmony. But all of the differences can be harmonized in Krishna consciousness, in keeping Krishna and Krishna's service in the forefront. And then the little differences don't really matter so much. The main thing is we're related to each other through Krishna, we're serving Krishna together, and it's our relationship with Krishna that will keep our relationships not just harmonious, but carry them into eternity. And in this effort, we depend on the mercy of Krishna and the mercy of Krishna's devotees. And it is so inspiring to us that all of you have come, you know, to give your support and blessings and good wishes to the new couple. And just your good wishes is enough, but I'm sure even beyond your good wishes, you'll be there to help them in any way possible according to your capacity. So there's just tremendous strength from these devotees. I'm sure there are others who are absent due to circumstances who feel the same way as the ones who are here. And so you're not alone as a couple. Krishna is there, Prabhupada is there, and all of their devotees are also there. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.